Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
And hey, welcome in, Wisconsin. It is another edition of the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today. A well-deserved day off today. Got Joe Zenzola, the executive producer, and Evan Heffelfinger. Yes, that's his name. He is involved with the show today, our engineer on site. And welcome in. A beautiful day, at least where I'm sitting. And hopefully you guys get a chance to get on outside and air yourself out a little bit. You smell. I'm kidding. But get on outside and just refresh just a little bit. Man, oh man, we've been going through a lot, haven't we? I mean, just life in general, right? I don't want to start on a depressing note, but boy oh boy, we have we've been through a lot here in the year 2020. So hopefully we'll give you a little respite from some of the challenges that you face here and have some fun today along the way. Got a nice show lined up on today's show. Joe Zenzola, a beautiful day today. I would assume golf is in the near future for you.
Well, not today, but I've been playing a lot lately. It's okay. Nice that we've had a spring. It's nice now that temperatures are in the 80s. It's pretty good right now. Golf is in the future, but just not today.
Okay, very good. And those of you that are afforded the luxury of doing a little golf and don't have to work today, start your weekend early. Have us alongside throughout the state of Wisconsin on these fine affiliates, as well as the radio.com app. And so I'll give you a quick story here of how I came to be on the air today. And that was, had a beautiful day lined up yesterday. And normally I wouldn't talk like this, but I would just want to give you the shift on the fly mode that we all have to be in these days. So I go to band practice, having a good practice. So we finally get back together the last week or two and things are going all right. A couple of beers in me, was going to head out to an outdoor venue that is now open and have a few more beers. I grabbed some Chinese food on the way home and was just ready to maybe strum a little bit more guitar at home and just enjoy it and take, that's my escape. And we all have those escapes, right? And then I get the call that Bill's off today. And again, shift on the fly. Okay, so there goes my beer drinking, Joe. There goes my guitar playing. Get on the computer, prepare for the program, and give you a call. And then we go from there. Evan, I was telling the story to Evan, our engineer. And Evan, I didn't realize this. I know you're a musician, right?
Yeah, I dabble.
Okay, but your dad is actually in a couple of different bands.
Yeah, he
one of which is a Christian band, right?
Yeah, he's the lead singer of a Christian band named Steadfast. They play I think they've done a couple of festivals before. They're pretty good. I've seen them before. And then he is the lead singer of a 70s 80s rock cover band.
That is so cool.
And my dad has the long flowing hair. He has the loud pounding voice. Like it's a perfect match.
I don't think I've met anybody that's in a Christian band and then moonlights in a rock band. That is cool. So Evan, I love your dad. I've never met him, but I love him. That's all I have to say about that. But we shift on the fly, and that's what we're going to have to do today. A lot to get to on the show today. Gary D'Amato, speaking of golf, from Wisconsin.golf, will join us in just a few minutes, talking the – Joe, you can correct me if I'm wrong. The Colonial is about to get underway, what, in about a week or so, or next week, right?
Yeah, 1 week from today, the first PGA Tour event at Colonial, and it's supposed to be a pretty big field, too. A lot of guys want to get back and start playing golf competitively.
Yeah, and then the Ryder Cup, are there still some question marks on that? So we'll discuss with Gary D'Amato coming up in just a little while. Also on the show, NFL Network analyst Brian Baldinger. The third season of Film Session is available now on NFL Game Pass. It features Brian Baldinger along with Kurt Warner breaking down game film with NFL players like Davante Adams, Za'Darius Smith. And to order NFL Game Pass, visit NFL.com/Game Pass. The first 5 episodes of Film Session will air on NFL Network Saturdays at 7 Central starting June 6th with the episode featuring Davante Adams airing on the 4th of July. Evan Flood will join us later on in the show as well from 247.com Sports and talking about University of Wisconsin sports. As Badger athletes are headed back to the practice field and also a couple of recruits. So we'll talk with Evan Flood about that as well. And Leroy Butler on the show today. Leroy and I have known each other for a million years. And with what has happened with the tragic death of George Floyd, I think, Joe and Bill thought it appropriate to get Leroy Butler on, and rightly so. And we're going to stick with that schedule. And Leroy and I will have a conversation about social reform, social injustice, if you will. So stick around for that. And that being said, the Packers have released a video of change, and I want to play that as part of the news and notes package. I normally get on when I fill in for Bill, as you guys know, throughout the state. And I do a news and notes segment, and it just it kind of gets you up to speed on some stories that are funny or stories that you may not see in the normal press. So let's get to what the Packers released. Here's your piece that was issued, what, this morning, and it's titled Change.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed as a human.
Tired. Frustrated.
Heartbroken.
Disappointed.
Distraught.
Disgusted.
Disgusted.
The inhumane murder of George Floyd has become a far too common image in America.
We're here today to say no more.
No more. Enough.
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 Enough is enough.
People who look like me should not be afraid around law enforcement.
I'm human, just like all of you. My blood is red, my heart pumps that blood. I'm a human too.
I believe the issue to be systemic. And because it's systemic, we all can play a part in fixing this.
We need structural reform, not only from the community, but from law enforcement in a collaborative way.
Antiquated laws and legislation needs to be amended or repealed, especially those that are prejudicially biased to people of color.
Racism is taught and learned. It's not something you're born with. Let's do a better job of educating our youth and the younger people behind us.
We come up with real solutions to make significant change. The right actions speak a lot louder than the right words.
We stand united against racism.
Against police brutality.
We stand against a broken system.
Against oppression.
Against injustice.
Injustice.
We stand against injustice.
We ask that you commit to listening with an open heart.
It's time we all educate ourselves and put action to words.
It's time for a change.
For change.
It is time for change.
It is time for change.
It's time for change.
It is time for change.
It is time for change.
And we all have to agree with that. We just do. I do. And action. It's got to be some action. It just has to be. And one of the things that I've noticed here in the last week is that the words are easy. Those are the easy parts. It's easy. Anybody can just say, well, we need action. We need change. Well, we have to do. That's what we have to do. We have to do things. For example, law enforcement reform, internal study groups, internal training procedures. There has to be this put in place. Do it. Stop talking about it. Do it. Educational reform. Invest the money into the inner city schools the same as you do with the suburban schools. Okay, you tell me it's based on maybe property taxes and economic in certain economic areas. No. We need to go look at it and say this school needs help. Simple. Just do it. Healthcare reform. Take a look at the situation and change it. Do it. Housing and development reform. Go take a look. Get on the ground. Get a group together and make the change. Lending practices at financial institutions. Don't just talk about it. Look at it and change it. A potential task force. Internal reviews on major companies. A task force to just take a look. You're not doing anything wrong. You won't have a problem in people taking a look at your practices. Your hiring practices, your treatment practices, etc. Words are easy. This is the easiest thing in the world. And I make my living through that. They're easy. Those are just some things. I want to hear those things. I don't hear those things. All I hear is we have to change. We all acknowledge it's a problem. We all acknowledge that things got to change. And I won't say nobody's doing anything, but I don't hear specific examples. I just, in sitting down for just a couple of minutes, I came up with those things. Just a few minutes. I can't handle excuses. I hate excuses. Personally and professionally, I hate them. Those of you that know me, understand that I've worked through my own challenges. I just don't want to hear excuses. Tired of it. Change it. Then do. Do something. It's simple. That was well done by the Green Bay Packers right there. And as I said, we'll talk a little bit more later on during the show with Packer great Leroy Butler. Looking forward to that. So we'll get to our news and notes, and we'll move on to some good news and some bad news in the world of professional sports. We'll do that next. Tim Allen, Joe Zenzola, Evan is here as well. We're all in for Bill today. Wisconsin, you're listening to the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, grilling season is here, Wisconsin. We know it. Scholze Family Farms beef has the mouth-watering meats your grill and family deserve. The Scholze family, they've been providing delicious pasture-raised beef in Humbird, Wisconsin for three generations, and they've got a wide variety of steaks and roasts and ground beef and even tasty beef snacks. Just a mouse click away, my friends, at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. You can sign up for a recurring delivery subscription based on your preferences and your shipment. Then it's packed in dry ice, and it shows up on your doorstep in just a couple of days. Or you can order a customized curated box, and that's a great way to try their awesome beef before even making a commitment to a subscription. So what could be better? The next time you think of great beef, think of Scholze Family Beef, high-quality pasture-raised beef from the Wisconsin family farm to your family table. So place your order right now at ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That's Scholze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com.
16 stations strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The Traeger Grill is the official grill of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. You can get yours from Ben and his great staff at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware or Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, or Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin. That is the Traeger Grill.
And welcome back to the program. As Bill Michaels always says, you're listening to The Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today. Joe's here. Evan's here. And you guys as well. At any point in the show today, you're always welcome on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Admirals 50 talk line, 855-830-8648. I listen obviously to the other radio shows, and I watch TV like everyone else, and I find it funny that folks oftentimes will throw out phone numbers like you have a scratch pad in your hand. Like they'll throw it out so quick that you're like, oh, well, I want to call, but what was that again? Was that 85? Hold on, 855. Oh, screw it. I won't do it. A little bit slower this time. 855, one of the toll-free exchanges. That's easy to remember, right? 855. Then you have 830-8648. 830-8648. Just a little bit slower. Because I run through that, too, when I want to buy something. News and notes as we start out the show today. Is it safe to say that the NBA is ready to go? They're ready to get the agreement, get it done. 22 teams involved down there in Orlando. They're going through the safety protocols. And guys, let's just say when we do start to reopen and further and further into somewhat of some normalcy, it's all going to be easy to shoot holes through the safety protocol. It is. There's going to be some risk no matter what we do. We go outside the house, there's some risk with regards to coronavirus. So just know that. I've got a little bit later on in the show, about an hour from right now, I want to get to some comments from Ryan Zimmerman from the Nationals. Not particularly pleased with the young man, but I'll tell you what he said. A little inconsistent comments from Ryan Zimmerman. So I'll get to that in just a bit. But there always is going to be some risk involved until there is a vaccine. And from what our guy Anthony Fauci has told us, that's not any time in the near future. So there, we can take all the safety protocols that we can do, and we move on from right there. And so the NBA ready to go. It looks like they were the first to shut it down, and they may be first of the big four. Now, we all know that NASCAR is in play. But of the big four, basketball, baseball, football, and hockey, that it looks like basketball was first shut down, maybe basketball the first to get back reopened and get into it. There's going to be, eight remaining regular season games, and that's to permit those on the bubble of the playoffs to go ahead and make or break their season. And then it's game on in the playoffs from there. I can't wait, and I think that will be a huge distraction from a lot of challenges that we have. So that's good news on the NBA front. However, the baseball front, there seemed to be battle royale here. One says we have an agreement and it was a prorated share, but the other says, no, well, that's not really true because that was based on a good faith renegotiation because there's no fans. Okay, I get it. There are some issues to work out with Major League Baseball, but why? Can I ask why they're playing baseball at Greenfield Park, Little Leaguers, and why they're playing high school baseball in Iowa, and why they're playing there in Wausau, in Eau Claire, and why some high schools are permitted within 3 weeks to get together and play right here in the state of Wisconsin? Just saying, guys, work it out. I know negotiations can get a little contentious and emotions get involved and a lot of opinions flying around a negotiating table, but you guys got to get it together. The 114 game schedule is what the players shot back at the league. And now the league is threatening, instead of 82, acting like children, really, almost in a way, saying, okay, fine. We wanted 82. We tried to get you, money based on a half a season, recoup half your losses. Now, you say 114, you push the envelope to 114, we'll push it back down and across the table. We'll go to 50 game schedule. How's that sound? Tough negotiations. It is tough. They do agree, however, on a universal DH. That's cool. That's going to help our Brewers. They do agree on expanded playoffs. I'm good with that. That's good for our Brewers as well. If they have a little bit of a down year, they can squeak into the playoffs, get hot, and you never know. There's the optimist in me. So baseball still on a challenge. John Heyman reporting the universal DH and that expanded playoffs, however, close to an agreement on the all-important health protocols. So that is starting to move in the right direction. But it's, you know, the grand almighty dollar is what Major League Baseball is feuding over. NFL? So we touched on basketball. Things looking good. We touched on baseball. NFL? You ain't touching that. I'm sorry. Can't you read between the lines here with the NFL? Real quick, I want to get just in a real general sense, Joe. Can we read between the lines on the NFL?
In what way?
They're playing football. They're going to play football, and there will be fans in the stands.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen. Even if that means the fans all have to wear masks, I could very well see that happening.
All right, Evan, do we read between the lines with the NFL? They don't seem to be at the top of the controversy totem pole here.
Yeah, no, the NFL's playing. They're going to, I mean, they will stop at nothing. I don't think they know that a pandemic has happened or that anything's happening right now. They're just focused on their season.
And don't look now, but Division One. Power 5 NCAA football, they're just slightly behind the NFL in that they're going to play. Speaking of which, we'll talk to Evan Flood about University of Wisconsin athletes headed back to campus to work out. There's a few news and notes to get you up to speed here. Golfing. I know that the golf courses in my area just wait in line to tee it up. And Gary D'Amato, what about the PGA? Wisconsin.golf will join us next year. Tim Allen in for Bill today. You're listening to The Bill Michaels Show. Welcome back to the program. It's The Bill Michaels Show, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. Tim in for Bill today. I'm glad Bill takes a day off once in a while. It improves my checkbook. It just does. And so, without baseball, those of you that aren't aware, throughout the state, last 14 and a half years doing Brewers postgame, and we all miss sports. We understand that. I get that. My financial life has been hampered by this, and you know, a lot of people's lives have been hampered by this. There's no question about that, but. You know, I can't wait. I'm optimistic that baseball will be back. David Stearns, president of baseball ops and GM, had mentioned that same thing. So I'm optimistic, although it looks a little funky right now, those negotiations. On the other hand, there are other sports that are getting into it, reopening, getting back on the field or court or course, if you will. NASCAR, a track, they've been running wild. With some NASCAR races. MLS has come up with an agreement to go ahead and start up a season. So a lot of good things have been happening. That being said, we will hit the Schneider Orange Hotline and welcome in Gary D'Amato, Wisconsin.golf. Gary, thanks for the time.
Sure, Tim. How are you doing?
Way more important how you are, but golf getting back on. I was reading some articles a few weeks ago that some of the players from other countries may not be all for this, but give us an update on where the PGA is here. Next week, it looks like there's a tournament going to go on. What's the latest?
Yeah, the PGA Tour is starting up after a three-month break, basically, with the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial. Yeah, some of the European Tour guys are a little hesitant to come over here, and I can understand why. They have to. Once they come to the United States, they have to quarantine for 2 weeks. So they already, whoever is going to play next week is already here quarantining. Then if they play, say they play two tournaments and they go back to Europe, they have to quarantine for 2 weeks when they get back to Europe. So, you know, you're talking about coming over to play two tournaments and then spending a month in, you know, isolated and quarantined. So I can understand why they don't want to play. But the field is going to be very full, and it's going to have most of the top players in the world in it. So
yeah,
people are anxious.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Joe. I'll let you follow up here. Let me just follow up with that. What normally in a normal season would some of the European golfers do? Would they go back and forth, or do they just stay here for a run of tournaments in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's a mix. Some guys come over for a week or two or three and go back to Europe. Although, you know, the European tour is in big time trouble right now. So I have a feeling that some of the European guys are going to come over here and stay here. Now, a bunch of them do stay here. Rory McIlroy, a lot of guys have homes in Florida and play a good percentage of their tournaments on the PGA Tour. But some do go back and forth, and those are the guys I think that sort of have to make a decision about whether they're going to come over here for a long time or continue to try to go back and forth.
Yeah, hey, Gary, it's Joe. I haven't really been following along with what is going on with the European Tour, because that is a pretty big deal over there. When are they relaunching again? Has that been?
You know, I don't think they've set a date for relaunching, and from what I've read, they're in trouble financially, and that brings us to the Ryder Cup. They really need the Ryder Cup to be played this year. Even though we're not sure if it's going to be played, because the Ryder Cup pours a lot of money both into the PGA of America and into the European Tour, and the European Tour desperately needs an influx of cash right now.
Have they been, members, tour players, have they been amenable to a lot of those safety protocols? Has there been any back and forth regarding the safety of the players?
No, I think everyone really wants to play, and because of that, I think they really want to adhere to all the guidelines and the social distancing and whatever the PGA Tour is putting into effect for tournaments. I think the guys, by and large, are not going to complain about it and adhere to it, because they want to get back to playing golf right now.
I think everybody does. Everybody and the Wisconsin courses. Let's bring it back home here. I think they've done a terrific job. From everything I've read to talking to the golfers in my inner circle, my son is just, he's out, I want to say, at least three or four times a week, just shooting a quick nine here and there. It's been a nice job in terms of safety and in terms of opening up. What are you hearing about the courses throughout the state?
Yeah, the courses, I think, by and large, are doing very well right now. Because, you know, for the longest time, it was one of the few things people could really do recreationally other than, you know, walk, jog, and bike. So the courses have done well. My concern, Tim, is that as we get later into the summer here and people's discretionary income starts drying up because so many people have been out of work, lost businesses, and have struggled financially, I hope that the momentum continues with golf, because it's been a good start to the season. You know, once all the sanctions were lifted, people flocked to golf courses.
Yeah, I don't know exactly these days, not being a golfer, I don't know how much it is to golf these days. Have the courses adjusted a little bit, you know, to get some tee times and some scheduled tee times in there?
Well, I think, you know, there was such a demand for golf right away. I don't think they had to do much discounting because people were so eager to play.
Good
but,
for them.
You know, having said that, I think, you know, there's going to be some creative marketing going on as time goes on here. And as I said, you know, people exhaust maybe their money on golf and, you know, pull back a little bit. I think you'll see courses market pretty creatively.
Yeah, Gary D'Amato joins us here. He's been with us before on the Bill Michaels Show here on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Wisconsin.golf. Is where you can find him. Gary, let me ask you, I don't know if it was because of the shutdown or because it was just a great idea, but that whole Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and these guys going at it with the PGA pros, I really thought that it was well-received. It was obviously the ratings were there. The buzz was around it. I mean, I would imagine that there have to be some internal conversations to expand that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think they're already talking about a match three. You know, Tiger and Phil played the first match, and then they played with the partners, Brady and Peyton Manning, in this last one. And there's already talk of a match three with maybe Steph Curry and Michael Jordan as the partners with Tiger and Phil.
Perfect. I love the charity thing. I love all that. But you really want to see them play golf and get into it? Have them put their own money on it. Then we'll get entertained.
And they have enough of it, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
All of them. All of those guys.
Gary, it's Joe again. So I wanted to get your thoughts. Like, what was your favorite part about this second match? Like, for me, it was so fascinating listening to Phil Mickelson give all this advice to Tom Brady of how to, like, putt through the greens and how to chip properly and what the targets were. I think Phil Mickelson would make a great caddy. I don't even know how he communicates with. He just knows what he's doing.
Yeah, you know, I thought that was one of the really good parts of the match was, you know, the guys being mic'd and the mics in the carts. And I think if networks were paying attention, if the networks that carry golf and the Golf Channel and ESPN, I'm sure they were, I could see something like that happening on the Champions Tour pretty quickly where you have mics in the cart and you have players mic'd up. I'm not sure that a lot of players are going to go for being mic'd on the golf course. But for this thing, I thought it worked great, and you're right, it was great listening to Phil give all that advice and just his some of his comments and some of the back and forth between the players was really good.
Yeah, and I think based on that, I think that's why you're hearing about, you know, if there's no fans in the stands either for football or certainly baseball, that the conversation has been started about miking up some of these players. I find it fascinating. You know, you watch old. The PGA Channel runs some old tournaments, and you get a little conversation amongst the caddies and the players. And likewise with the NFL, you go back to the Super Bowl with Green Bay and Denver, and there's a coach talking to Terrell Davis about how, you know, you need to get in there, and he's like, I can't see. I mean, all of those things slides that curtain back for these guys. I think that they're missing out. Unless they don't, Brandon Phillips of the years ago with the Cincinnati Reds was mic'd up for a game in Milwaukee's Miller Park, and I just think that is a way to kind of slide that curtain back and provide just this other spin of entertainment. I think it's a cool thing, and Joe, I think you're right that the conversation of those PGA players with whoever they're talking to, I think it's awesome. Gary, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I think, as I said, I think the networks were paying attention. And, you know, golf has been telecast pretty much the same way for a long time, for decades. They've added some technology with Shot Tracer and some things. But I think it's time to shake up golf a little bit from a telecast standpoint, from a broadcast standpoint. And I think, you know, the match showed just what could possibly be. Now, in a major championship, miking up guys coming down the stretch of the U.S. Open, I don't think that's going to happen. But I think there are ways to, you know, to get some more interaction and to get people watching a telecast interested in what the pros are doing and saying.
Talking with Gary D'Amato of Wisconsin.Golf here on the Bill Michaels Show. So I want to go back to the Ryder Cup because Rory McIlroy was talking a couple of weeks ago, and he says, what's the point of having a Ryder Cup if you don't have the fans? Ryder Cup here. I mean, Steve Stricker said just the other day that 2 to 3 weeks we'll know for sure if the Ryder Cup is going to happen. My whole thought is this, Gary. You can't have a Ryder Cup without the fans. I just think it's better off to postpone it to next year. And think about all the missing revenue that the state of Wisconsin's. And the fact that this is a probably once-in-a-lifetime deal here in Wisconsin, having a Ryder Cup. What do you think?
It is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. I mean, you know, the Ryder Cup is every 4 years in America. So you can imagine how long it's going to be before it would come back to a Whistling Straits or an Erin Hills. You know, if they're not going to hold it if fans are not going to be a part of the Ryder Cup, I think they have to, in my opinion, they have to wait a year and do it next year because it's the fans have become such an important part of that competition with their jeering and cheering and chants and cheers and singing. It's a real advantage for the home team and it's a disadvantage for the visiting team. And it's something you have to overcome. It's just become a part of the experience of the Ryder Cup. And I don't think you can hold it without those fans.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think there should be more tournaments where you can just, you know, yell out Noonan just any time you want. I mean, haven't they loosened the restrictions in bowling maybe? Is it the PBA that allows you to just kind of get into it a little bit more? I know the players have been a little more vocal about that, but I've always wondered why it's just so quiet. It's just too quiet. I mean, I know there's a lot of money on the line, but there should be, at least they're giving the outlet of a tournament like the Ryder Cup, without a doubt. Gary, where can we find your stuff?
Yeah, you can find me on wisconsin.golf, and I also write for a magazine, Golf Time Midwest, but primarily wisconsin.golf. Very easy website to remember, and we had almost 200,000 page views in April, so we're doing good and growing.
Excellent. Gary, hit him straight. Thanks for the work.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Gary D'Amato, wisconsin.golf, and he joined us here on the Bill Michaels Show on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
With the absence of sports here, guys, with all of the platforms, you don't necessarily have to be a fan of all the big sports and the PGA as well. But would you want to hear more from these guys? I want to expand that conversation just a little bit after the break here. Would you want to hear what a Christian Yelich has to say? He's standing there in the outfield. Do you want to hear? I love it when we can hear the chatter in the dugout. I love it when we hear chatter on the sidelines of an NFL game. I love it when we hear the smack talking in the NBA. Love it. Would you want to hear more of that? Because that could be a way. Guys, that could be a way to really reattach your love affair to sports, because quite frankly, a lot of people aren't particularly pleased with a certain sport, whatever that might be, just for the way they've handled things here throughout. But we'll talk more about that after the break here. Tim Allen in for Bill today. Thanks for listening, Wisconsin. It's the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right, providing Wisconsin home and business owners epoxy floor coating services and polyurea coating services at reasonable prices with lifetime warranties, different colors, different finishes. They can even paint the room for you as well. From Green Bay to Milwaukee, from Racine, everywhere in between, epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Or call my buddy Sean, 262-443-2852. That's 262-443-2852.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program being brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Yeah, what's going on, Wisconsin? It's the Bill Michaels Show, Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Tim Allen in for Bill. I like when he takes off. You guys may not as much, but I do, because I can make a little additional money. And that's all, as you guys can understand, I know a lot of people are in worse situations than me. But I will say, relative to my situation, it's nice to have a little bit of money, just a little bit coming in here. Normally, I'm living high off the hog and Brewers postgame and pregame and talking with you guys throughout the state. Radio.com app is where you can find this and many other shows from our flagship affiliate in Milwaukee, The Fan. Mic'd up professional athletes. Ever since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to hear more. And I think that's the one thing that we've done a good job in the sports industry, if you will, has been allowing you guys to hear more and more of players. For example, even back as recently as the 90s, when Phil Garner was the manager of the Brewers, it's like you hardly ever heard him. You would hear him on the, and a lot of these affiliates are Brewers network stations, you'd hear him on the, with Euchre on the, you know, it's the Phil Garner Show, and these days obviously the Craig Council Show, and I've talked to Craig Council about that, and he, growing up in the state of Wisconsin, heard the same thing, and he said it's one of, I believe he told me it's one of his favorite parts of the day, is talking with Uke for a couple of questions, two, three questions, and that's what you get. But the more we move along here is pretty remarkable that we can hear these guys talk. And those boom mics, I guess, for lack of another term, years ago, where you would actually hear conversations from a Super Bowl on the field. Like I said in the last segment, Brandon Phillips was mic'd up for a Brewers-Reds game years ago and having some fun out there. And the PGA, to hear some conversations in terms of, you know, Joe brought this up, that, you know, to hear a conversation from Mickelson to Brady or whoever and Woods and giving advice and things like that. That's super, super cool. I want to hear more of that. And without the fan base here, I think it's an opportunity to really hear that stuff. Now, there are times, and we all know it, we've all heard it. A Monday night game, a Sunday night football game where someone gets knocked out of bounds and you hear the F-bomb dropped. And quite frankly, I don't know how that even gets through a delay, but apparently the major television networks go by a different set of FCC rules than we do. But nonetheless, I want to hear more of that. I just really dig that part of it. And I think as a fan base, not meaning to talk to you on everything, but I think I can talk for you on this, that we want to hear more. We do. We look up to these guys. We want to hear more. Give us a philosophy behind a certain play call. You know, Holmgren. About ready to yell at Brett Favre, but then it's like, oh, it's a touchdown. No, I'll take that. You know, those sorts of things. That's good. So we'll talk more after the break here. You want to jump in, Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line, 855-830-8648. First hour in the books. Tim Allen in for Bill today on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.